Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me on this 28th day of November 2020. A lot of change in the air, a lot of interesting vibrations going on right now in our world, our country, with the election and having a new president, which could be a breath of fresh air to a lot of people, and I'm hoping it is. But let us put our attentions on missing. I get a lot of emails due to the fact of reading my commentaries and listening to these radio programs. I talk about missing. A person misses. In other words, not hitting the target right dead center, or just misunderstanding. There's a lot of missing going on in our lives. And so I often talk about it here on radio and in my commentaries. And I always hope, and that's all I can do, that you understand what I'm talking about. But evidently not so, because I do get emails about this word miss. In fact, I have gathered three here from the last 3 or 4 months that people have sent to me. So I thought it would be something important to understand and maybe talk about a little bit. I just want to say this to you. It is easy for any one of us at any time in our life to miss our entire lifetime, to miss the whole thing, to misunderstand it, to think we do understand it. Our comprehension based on our genetics and all of the things that we, you know, live with in our DNA compromise the message of spiritual awakening. It is a very difficult message for a lot of people to understand, because basically it does not compute with logic or reason. And that's why we have the difficulties we have with inner work. So in an effort possibly to help you, to help awaken you to the idea of what it means to miss, I am going to offer to you this radio program and try to understand something as I do this. It is not personal. I am not being personal about all of this. We all miss. I missed for many years, and yeah, I probably still do to a certain point. Absolutely. I think there is a lot to not comprehend, but to imbibe, and I don't always imbibe it all either. There's many things that elude me as a person, spiritually speaking. I am sure. I am absolutely sure of it, but there are many things that I am gaining, shall we say, ground on, and it really helps to understand what those things are and how they compute and what they really all mean, because they do affect all of us. And it's interesting, as I go on and on in my own inner work, I see it more and more in my body, in my brain, and make those adjustments. And that's what this program is about, making those changes, those inner changes that most people are deeply afraid to make. First question comes from Kristen in, where is this? Oh, Chicago, Illinois. I'm grateful that you listen. What do you think that we are missing? She said, I'm pretty smart. I think I get it. I know I get it. I want to get it. What am I missing, Kristen? She puts a lot of things in there. Oh, Kristen. The one big one I think that all of us miss in the beginning of our inner work, our inner life, is that to awaken, you can't really do it from the human aspect of us. The inner work is a theory and not something we really practice. It's something we theorize. So the great miss is that I think I can understand it through my Greg Penn interpretation, my Greg Penn mentality, my Greg Penn intellect. And while I'm not the sharpest tool in the barn, as they say, I definitely understand what it takes to get it. Now, let me just kind of walk through this with you. Try to be patient with me here. There is intellectual understanding. Things that we can grasp intellectually that say to us, this is true, this is not true, this is a concept, I get the meaning of it, blah, blah. There's definitely that ability we have. But that ability, that concept, that whole thing is not relevant to the awakening of a person's inner being, the awakening to the heart. It just is not relevant. So Greg can understand certain things about spiritual work intellectually. I've had lots of students in my day who were very smart people, and they intellectually could understand what I was talking about. They could grasp it intellectually, but they couldn't take it to the next level. And the next level is to live it. The next level is to let it live us. The next level is the awakening. What does this awaken in a person? I can understand the concept of love, let's say, in a certain way humanly. Then I can also understand what it might be to be a greater love, but not really be able to understand or comprehend the depth of that. I can understand it intellectually. I can understand it in the confines of my belief system, blah, 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 blah. All of that is hogwash. Hogwash. Utter hogwash. If you want the direct experience, you and I have to give up our understanding. We have to immerse ourselves in the experience. And that experience has to do with love, absolute love. Love is not emotional. It is not fictional. Love is not intellectual. It is something beyond both of those things. You could say it was spiritual, but that doesn't mean anything to people. You have to put yourself in a place where the direct experience can happen. Now, to do that takes practice. Humility is the greatest key. If I am not humble, if I do not have the humility in deep inside of me to awaken spiritually, to awaken to love, to awaken to goodness, to kindness, to the infinite, beyond the infinite, beyond the idea of what my intellectual capacity can sustain. If I can't go beyond that, then I will miss. And I have missed. I sat in India for weeks when I first went there, and I didn't get it. I didn't get even why I was there. And then it started to happen. The letting go of my Western values, my Western beliefs, my body and its beliefs, its ideals, its commentaries, as it were. And as I started to let go and let go and let go, certain things started to arise in me. And I, at first, was confronted by my understanding. I was confronted by my intellectual capacity. And it was a toss. It was a fight. The human being doesn't let these things go very well, if you know what I mean. So there I was, sitting there looking at everything from the point of view of my intellect. And then I missed. I missed again and again and again, over and over and over and over. I missed. Until one day, bingo. And how did the bingo happen? I'm sorry, I can't explain. It's inexplicable for me because it just happened. There are lots of Zen stories, Kristen, about awakening, how monks awaken. And the way it usually happens is through an accident. It's the last straw that breaks the ego's back. That's the best way I can say it. And when it happens, it is magnificent. It is truly something you begin to understand that Greg stays the same, Kristen will stay the same, but there's another door, something else that you're involved in, something else you belong to, something else that is, simply is. And you realize you belong to that. That's how it happens. It's a very simple process. You wonder how you could have missed it for so long, for so many years. And there you are. That's as far as I can go with it with words. You have to learn to follow silence. You have to live in a certain quality of quietude before this awakening can start to gain momentum in you. And if you live in that quietude and you allow that momentum to overtake you, you won't miss. But if quietude and even solitude turn you off, you will miss. You can understand my words intellectually for sure. But to understand their meaning goes beyond the comprehension level of the human mind. And that's what you have to realize. Deep inside, that's what you must realize. I hope that helps you, Kristen. How awkward of me, hey? But I hope that helps. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Aaron. He does not tell me where he lives. What is this miss exactly? You speak of it often. Do you tell your students they miss? How do they react? Aaron. My students, I do tell them they miss. I am not here to placate them. I would never do that. That would be a honor to them and a disrespect to their being, their efforts. So, no, I do everything I can to help them. And, you know, it's a messy deal because when I sit down with my students, I'm confronted by neurosis, psychosis, all sorts of pathologies that are, to say the least, not helping them in their effort to spiritually awaken. And a lot of them don't know why they're there. They really miss. They miss because they're there, but they're not really there. Their attentions are not really there. Their motivation, their authenticity is not really there. Why? Because they don't have the ilk. They depend on their body and their mind to define what is important to them. And as far as the body and mind are concerned, they are servants to the emperor and all of the emotionality that lives within that emperor that we all have. And so they miss. They can only hear maybe every fifth word or every tenth word. They don't really follow the conversation that I'm having because it's hard for them to think in any other way or to receive in any other way, the truth and the light. They just can't do it. They didn't take care of their minds when they were younger. They didn't take care of their spiritual interests, or if they even had it, they couldn't cultivate it. They missed so many things in the course of their youth. Thinking that following the body, the impulses, the chemicals in the body and in the brain, just reacting to them through impulse and instinct was enough. And it isn't enough, spiritually speaking. It is definitely not enough. And when people think it is enough, and when they think that that's all they have, they miss. That's what the miss is. They miss what the body and the mind and the emotions cannot present to them. Aaron, there is this little tiny gap between one thought and another. This little tiny moment between what is ending here and beginning there. That little gap, that pause, that space is where everything lives that is authentic and real, everything that is meaningful. Now, if you can understand what I just said, if that reigns supreme in you, where you're looking at your life and you're saying, yes, there is that gap. I feel it, but I don't know what it is. Normally, what people do their whole life is fill in the gaps. They can't be left alone with themselves. They're always looking for someone or something to fill in the gap, to keep them occupied constantly. Worry, frustration, ideas of grandeur, great success, great failure, whatever it is, they watch movies so they're occupied. When you are willing to be unoccupied, when you are willing to enter into that gap and let go of whatever it is that needs to be occupied, which is emotions and gratifications and the need for self-importance and all of that, when you and I are willing to drop all of that and come into the inner light, that's when something of a higher nature can come to us. Something more beloved can come to us. So when you start to look at your life and the meaning of it, you will have to drop the intellect. When you are looking at meditation or inner work or getting the meaning of this lifetime and what it is to have a meaningful lifetime, you will have to drop your ideals, your beliefs, the things that occupy you mentally and emotionally. And if you can do that, you will get it. You won't miss anymore. Because inner work, spiritual work, authentic spiritual work, not philosophy like you hear all the people talk about generally, real authentic inner work is simply about opening up the gaps, the pauses between our thoughts, and no longer being totally occupied by ideals and beliefs and theories that take us away from the authenticity of the heart. And that's really where it all lies, is in the heart. People will say they want love, but they will do everything they can that is most unloving. They do things that are very unkind to themselves. They miss. The idea of vengeance and pride outweigh humility and meekness in the average person. So they miss. And when this occurs, this missing, it doesn't feel like we've lost anything that's valuable. We just don't see it as valuable. So it's not like we lost anything of value. We just go on and keep occupied and occupied and occupied until, well, we die. And then we do it again and again and again until we realize what is really going on within us and what our problem is. We miss. So all I can really say to you in all of this is, what is it that we're actually missing, you are asking me? What is the miss? It is to think that we can understand what we are beyond the confines of our intellect. We just can't do it, and it's okay not to do it. You don't need to do it. You either belong to the earth or you belong to the infinite. If you live in your body, you will belong to the earth and all of the ramifications of it. If you live in the heart, the authentic heart, you will live in love, the universe, the great universe that is beyond the mind, beyond the reasonability and logic of the mind. You will be able to go beyond what I call the beyond. You can do this, Aaron. It just takes practice. And while I say this in all reverence and sincerity to you, everything is there to keep you from doing it, and nothing is there to keep you from doing it. It's all an illusion. Please forgive me. Namaste. That was a very intelligent question. All right, the last one. I'm running out of time. This is from Frank. He lives in Dallas, Texas. I've missed, according to you. According to you, all my life has been a waste, I guess. I'm doing well. And then he writes, WTF, you know what that means. What is this miss you think we missed, Frank? The miss is love. You have no idea, I had no idea, how utterly superfluous the human being is to love. It took me years and years and lots of futility, Frank, and even stupidity on my part to awaken to the fact that it's all about love. There's no plan for your life. There's no grand scheme. You know, everybody thinks that there is a plan and a scheme. It doesn't work like that. And you may be doing very well in the world. That's an illusion. That's a trick. I know lots of people who do very well in the world. They're very much affectionized by their family, their friends, the public. I know a lot of them. They know how to manipulate people. And they do it for their own sake. But to be in love, real love, authentic love, that is something so different. Do you have to give up the world? In a way, yes. And in a way, no. You can live in the world, as Jesus said, but not let the world live in you. That's the key. That's the razor's edge. That's how we walk the path of the way. So when you're looking at the way, the truth, the light inside you, you may be doing very, very well in the world. But the fact that you even wrote me tells me something's amiss. Because people who think that their life is perfect or the way they want it to be or as great as it can be, don't write people like me who are saying, question that, go further, go deeper, go beyond what you think is the beyond, go beyond. So you must be searching, some part of you must be searching. And I'm sure that's very true. So, practice. Maybe think about doing the practice, moving beyond the ideals of right and wrong, good and bad, beyond what you think is success and failure. Go beyond the beyond. You can do this, Frank. It's a great question. And I'm glad you're doing well. Sort of. Have a wonderful day. I want to thank all of you for your questions. We got more next, tomorrow. We have some really wonderful questions. Keep them coming. Greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.